When passion has been prominent, he favored the demigods, the demons. And when ignorance was prominent, the yakshas and rakshasas. Tasman natamak krito yam varna iti rajak satvabhyam rakta shuklav eva bhavata iti purva pakshi matam. Thus it is not true, as the proponents of the opposite view think, that this color of yours has been created by the mode of ignorance, this color, dark blue color of Krishna. It is not true, as the proponents of the opposite view think, that this color of yours has been created by the mode of ignorance, and that red and white forms are produced by the modes of passion and ignorance. No, that's not right. Therefore, it can be concluded by the logic. Let me read the Sanskrit. Tatascha parisheshya pramanena swarupa shakti vyanjitatvam ev atrapi pariyavasyatiti bhavaha. Therefore, it can be concluded by the logic of the only remaining possibility. This is parisheshya logic. Socrates is not a woman. That he has to be a man. Every human being is either a woman or a man. Even those who are trying to be something in between, they're, you know, each of them is technically male or female, no matter what they think they are. So there's no, this is the rule of excluded middle. So if you've excluded all the other possibilities and there's only one possibility left, and then you conclude it must be that. That is parisheshya logic. So it's concluded by the logic of the only remaining possibility that in this context also, the context of Vasudeva's prayer, also the intended idea is that your form is manifested by your personal energy, not by some material mode. Tataira tam evar tam Sri Devaki Devyapi sambramena prad eva vivrita viti rupam yattat prahur avyaktam adyam. So it is that Sri Devaki Devi had previously presented the same idea in her words, full of reverence, this form which is called original and unmanifested. That form does cause the manifestations of the material modes. But it is the cause. The modes are the product. Cause exists separate from its results. The Supreme Lord is not any of them. His body is not composed of any of those three modes. As Devaki Devi says, this form which is called original and unmanifest. Here's the commentary. Vasudeva speaks of Krishna's assuming the modes of nature for creative purposes. But as has now been proven, Vasudeva could not have meant that Krishna's appearance is a material event. Krishna manifests, in other words, by his personal influence, the effects or the phenomena of goodness, passion, and ignorance appear in this world. Krishna is the cause of that. But it doesn't mean that he's caused by any material mode. So Vasudeva did not mean that Krishna's appearance is a material event, presumably ruled by the mode of ignorance because his color is dark. He could not have meant, Vasudeva could not have meant, to say that without contradicting himself, he could not have meant that without contradicting what an intelligent Vaishnav must have learned from any number of learned teachers and scriptures. Vasudeva should know this from his education, that the Supreme Lord always appears in this world through purely spiritual agencies. Sambhavami atmamayaya. When I take birth, it is by my personal energy. That's Swarupyakti, spiritual energy. The verse cited here from the 7th canto of the Bhagavatam was spoken by Sri Shukadeva in reply to Pariksit asking why the Supreme Lord, who is supposed to be equal to everyone, treats the opponents of the demigods as enemies. He's supposed to be equal to everyone. Why is he taking somebody to be his enemy? The answer leads into the narration of the appearance of Lord Narasimhadev to save his devotee Prahlad from the persecution of his demoniac father. Sridhar Swami, in his commentary on this verse, explains the verb abhajat. Here it means he took the side of the demigods against the demons. And Sridhar Swami takes that as indicating that Lord Vishnu enters the bodies sometimes of the demigods, sometimes of their enemies, and sometimes of powerful creatures in the mode of ignorance. That's what the... who's prayer? Shukadeva's answer to Pariksit's question, 7th canto. Right? The Lord sometimes assumes forms in ignorance, passion, ignorance, and goodness. And Sridhar Swami explains that he enters the body, sometimes in the demigods, to give them power, and at other times the demons are meant to be more powerful. So Krishna, the Lord, enters their bodies or puts his energy in their bodies, and sometimes even in the bodies of people who are completely in ignorance. Demons here are considered to be in the mode of passion. Thus he gives strength in turn to these various beings. The Lord is already present in every living body as the super soul. But when the times are appropriate, from within, he especially empowers one contending power or another. The possibilities have been eliminated on the authority of scripture and reason that the Supreme Lord's body can be a product of any of the modes of matter. Impersonalists conclude from this that the absolute truth has no form. But the right conclusion is that he has a spiritual form. Like her husband, Mother Devaki is intelligent and reverent, which are qualifications for correctly understanding God. Intelligent and reverent. She identified Krishna's form as avyakta, unmanifest. Interesting. She's looking at Krishna's form when she says that. The form is manifest before her, but she says this form is unmanifest. Since he was obviously visible to her as her newborn son, she must have understood avyakta to mean that he is perceivable, but not made so by any material cause. Are there any questions?
Yes, bro.
I'm sorry? Oh, okay, more commentary. Okay. I'm sorry, it wasn't the end. I saw a break, but it's not the end. Okay. Rupam yatat prahuravyakta. This is Devaki's words. Rupam yatat prahuravyakta madhyam. Brahma jyotir nirgunam nirvikaram satamatram nirvishesham nirihaṁ satvam sakshat vishnuradhyatmadipah. She says, that form which is called the unmanifest original light of the absolute truth without qualities and transformations, pure existence, undistinguished, unmoving. That is you, Lord Vishnu, appearing in person, the lamp of transcendental knowledge. Questions? Yes, sir.
Devakya, Devaki, Devya, the last of all time. Should have been Devaki, Devya, should have been the Ashram in charge.
Wait a minute. Where?
The last sentence of the.
Of the paragraph?
Yeah. Kathayiva tameva artham, Shri Devaki, Devyapi, Samhamena Prageva Vidavati.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, Krishna, this is the commentary. I'm sorry, hold on a second. Devaki, Devyapi, and what do you want? What do you
think? Because it's actually something between Devi and Api. Because Devi, she's the Uttakarta of Yudhakarati.
Wait a minute. Yeah, it looks like you're right. Vitavati is an active participle. She's the subject. But did you see this in the written text, or are you just say, presuming it must be that? Okay, let me make a note of it, and I'll have to investigate. Okay, I'm making note of it. Oh, Krishna. Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Well,
maybe that's not a completely valid assumption. Krishna is acting in response to the different modes, but is he forced to do it, or is it his free choice? Maybe he's just doing it out of kindness. And I think that's the latter case is actually the fact. He doesn't have to follow the modes, but to favor his devotees, he follows the modes by his own choice.
How does it favor his devotees when people exercise and yaksha rakshasas, like there is increasing madness and madness?
Well, we look at the whole story of of Nrisingadev and his confrontation with Hiranyakashipu. He did it. He killed Hiranyakashipu. He allowed Hiranyakashipu to become a powerful demon and cause so much trouble. And then he finally killed him. That's all part of the pastime. Krishna's pastimes, including the unhappy parts, are all for the benefit of all the living entities, especially the devotees. There wasn't any need to allow an envious living entity to become so powerful. Krishna could have prevented it. But it was Krishna's desire that Hiranyakashipu became what he was. Lord Narayan sent him to this world to become a demon. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to offer that option. It served his purpose. It served his purpose of helping the conditioned souls, and especially helping his devotees.
Yes, Dhamma Prabhu.
Also that Vishnu enters their bodies. Isn't that just that he's facilitating all his most, he's doing it anyways?
He's entering as his energy. He's already, you know, he's not creating another, a new avatar, you know, a fourth super soul, you know, for a special purpose. It really means he empowers them.
Yeah.
Jiva Goswami says that here.
Because there's times in the universe where there's a moment that manifests at different times, so he empowers them. Everything's arranged by the Lord, not move them, grass moves it up under the rule of the Lord.
Yes.
So it's like he's kind of saying that.
His personal energies are facilitating the material energies. Material energies don't do anything without spiritual energies moving them. Jiva Bhuta Mahabaho Yena Idam Karshate. What? Karshate. I'm sorry, I'm confused. What's the verb? Karyate? Daryate, yeah, maintain. The universe is maintained by the living energy, by the living force. So, Krishna's spiritual energies and the marginal potencies make the material modes interact. Otherwise, material modes would just sit there in a pile. They wouldn't do anything. Material modes are interactive because the living force is injected into the material creation. And that's Krishna's energy. The jivas are Krishna's energy. And he also employs his direct swarup shaktis in manipulating or inspiring the material modes to act in the way they do and to interact. Behind the spiritual, the workings of the material energies are the workings of his spiritual energies. Just like puppets. The puppet seems to be walking and, you know, moving and talking, but it's really somebody, it's a dead, you know, a dead puppet. It's just being made to look like it's acting by a person holding the puppet.
Brahma,
but also different divisions of those days. There are cycles. There are big cycles and small cycles. The big cycle is one day of Brahma after another. But within the Brahma day, there are so many manvantaras. And with each manvantara, there are four, you know, there are 1,000 cycles of ages. So different ages may be in different modes, different yugas. So certainly they are. Ignorance is prominent in Kali Yuga. So every single time a new Kali Yuga comes around, that's another occasion of the powerful influence of ignorance. It's periodic. And even on a smaller cycle, every day, the mode of passion, the mode of goodness is prominent in the morning. When the sun rises to the middle of the sky, the mode of passion is prominent. And when the sun sets, when it becomes dark, the mode of ignorance becomes prominent. That happens every single day on the earth.
So Brahma has patterns like that also?
He has.
Is it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Pattern, or Brahma also has patterns like that in his day? Or?
Yeah, you can say like Brahma, sometimes he gets some days he gets out of bed on the wrong side. You know, it's a bad day for Brahma.
Is there like a pattern like that?
Yeah, it's one after another.
One after another.
Yeah. Astrologers can measure, different periods of time according to the modes. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Just going around in a cycle. So it's so on in small cycles. Just like to be born as a human being, you have to be born in a certain time slot. If you're born 4 minutes later, then you'll be born, then the whoever's born at that time will be an animal. And 4 minutes after that, it will be a vegetable. And then 4 minutes after that, a human being again. So there you have, switching from, it's like, you know, like the light bulb, 50 times a second is fluctuating, you know, the polarity. So the polarity of time changes every 4 minutes. There's predominance of goodness, then passion the next 4 minutes, and then good, then ignorance the next 4 minutes. And anything that's born, it depends exactly on which time slot is born that will affect the moon season, and even what kind of body is in.
Yes.
Horoscope of the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. But unable to do such fine, accurate calculations, you have to get the time exactly right. If your clock is 4 minutes off, then your calculations will be wrong. Okay. I'm not physically well right now, so I think we'll have to stop the class early. Okay, maybe we have our meeting now.
Okay.
Almost everybody's here. Oh, it means he's not in the house?
Yeah, usually the rep is
from there. Okay, so we'll have our discussion at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, thank you all. Glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.